Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as you want to meet scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, I just got a phone call from some of my friends in the state of Minnesota here, and they had shared with me that Tim Walz has now lost his executive powers in the state of Minnesota. This applies to everybody across the board. Especially the governors that have been playing along with this plandemic, in which we find everyone that is a part of this alliance of hell and covenant of death, Isaiah 28, verse 8, team. And with that said, he called me and he said, well, he lost his executive orders. The Democrats really messed up. I just want to clarify this conversation that I was having. It's not the Democrats that screwed up. It's the American people that screwed up to actually believe that there was a Democratic and a Republican form of government in this country, when in fact we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, whereas we are ruled by law, not by our favorite party affiliation. Now, we all know that, especially if you listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com over and over and over again. But, and I'm not smacking on the individual that told me this information in any sense of the word, but we need to think about how we're being played. Because as I've shared with you so many times, and this comes, of course, from Edmund Burke, who we all greatly respect for the most part, you know what? If they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Well, therein lies the problem, okay? And we were warned over and over again by our forefathers of party affiliations. Now, I want to get to the point of Tim Walz's executive orders. I want to get over to that of Gretchen Whitmer's executive orders, or to that of Ron DeSantis' executive orders, or Mr. Abbott in Texas, his executive orders, or Gavin Newsom's executive orders all across the country. Let me just make this applicable. Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota just lost his executive orders, but I'm here to tell you that he never had executive orders. See, he's been operating unconstitutionally, just like every other governor in the state, not just in the state of Minnesota, but in all 50 states of our union. And we see this reoccurring theme over and over and over and over and over again. Now, this is good news. Don't get me wrong. It's absolutely good news that he's being held accountable. But I want to say this. It shouldn't stop there as being the good news. Because, again, we all know that they've been operating outside of their scope of authority. They've been overreaching. Folks, they've been acting like a bunch of dictator, arbitrary tyrants, wannabes, because that's exactly what they are. They're criminals. Let me say this again. Those that have been acting in such a fashion throughout the United States of America concerning their emergency orders, which, in fact, think for some reason or another, it usurps the U.S. Constitution, they are criminals. Because they are operating against delegated authority that we have given them. They are acting outside of what we have given them. That makes them outlaws. which makes them, in definition, criminals. And criminals must be held accountable to the laws that they have violated, regardless of who they are. Now, again, this is good news as to what's going on in the state of Minnesota. I don't want to rain on anybody's parade, but now is the time to send the message to the rest of corruption throughout the system that we're not going to put up with your crimes. When I make reference to that of Article 2, Section 4, which I do quite a bit, I want people to hear carefully as to what it says. It's short and sweet and to the point. The president, the vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office for or on impeachment for or conviction of treason, Article 3, Section 3, bribery, and or other high crimes, and listen carefully, misdemeanors. You heard what I said, and misdemeanors. Now, I also want to go over to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, because I want you to understand that in cases of judgment, namely impeachment, once they're removed, we bring forth judgment through prosecution. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Isaiah 26, verse 9. And what does it say? The U.S. Constitution says, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to the removal of office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor ever again. Honor means to be held in high esteem, trust, or profit under the United States of America. And then it goes on, but the party convicted, the party impeached, now going on to prosecution, shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment. They shall be subject to trial. They shall be subject to judgment and punishment according to the very laws that they themselves have broken. Let me remind you, the reason there's an onslaught of unconstitutional activity going on, not just from state government, but also from the federal government as well, is because they have been so encouraged, banking on the ignorance of the American people, that they continuously do their best to continue on in forging your chain and the chains of your children. I say that's enough. We've had enough. And I say, yes, we have good news in the state of Minnesota. His executive powers have been pulled from him. There's no such thing as emergency powers that usurp the United States Constitution. Can't find it anywhere in the U.S. Constitution. But it tells us just the exact opposite when they act in such a fashion that we, the American people, have seen from our said federal governments and from our state governments. Make it applicable to those that are acting outside of their scope of authority. The good news comes when the American people really love their freedom enough to actually prosecute these criminals for who they are, because as I've said so many times in the past, I say again, the message must be brought to corruption that we will no longer put up with your corruptions any longer. As a matter of fact, if you want to go ahead and dare your steel with the American people will rise to the level of expectation, and they will drop the hammer on every occasion that we see corruption within our government. And why do we do that, Americans? Because of the gratitude of the sacrifice given unto us for the freedoms in which we have. I want you to think about what I just said. Our veterans fought and died and bled, fighting against the very tyrants that many in America have now succumbed to. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back after this break, broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Welcome back again to the Sun Celebrity, folks. I just got to tell you really quick, we have been on the road. Can I give you a quick download? Because we do have a faithful following, and I appreciate every single one of you. But what happened is last week we left on Saturday, right after a two-hour broadcast. We left at 4 o'clock. We drove into Rapid City, South Dakota, hoping to get a room that night. At 12 o'clock at night, we start to drive to Nebraska because, in fact, in South Dakota, every single hotel room in South Dakota was sold out, we were told. And then we were also told that if there's an available room, there are up to $400 a piece. So we asked them if they had a kite. And if they said they had a kite, we would tell them to go fly their kite because we ain't spending that kind of money on no room. So we ended up going through Nebraska, and we drove till about 4:30 in the morning. We ended up in Nebraska where we ended up renting a hotel room, which I believe is called the Hood Hotel. I mean, it was a Hood Hotel. It brought back memories, let me tell you, from the rock and roll days. But we stayed there, slept for about 4 or 5 hours, got up, we drove in. To that of Johnstown, Colorado. We did the meet and greet at KHNC 1360 AM in Johnstown there. And I got to tell you, folks, I'm impressed. Some pretty cool people over there in Johnstown, Colorado, as well as my friend Brian Roberts, who is the station manager out there. What a wonderful man and what a wonderful family. So we did the meet and greet. And then the next night we did the event. We had a packed house. And after we did that, we went back to the room, went to sleep, got up. By the way, we drove 805 miles just to get to those folks because we're looking for the opportunities. We're not looking for excuses as to why we don't do what we do. We're looking for opportunities to do what God has commanded us to do out of gratitude towards Him and His sacrifice through Jesus Christ, period. So we drove 805 miles. So after that, after Johnstown, we left the next morning. I drove another 800 miles. We ended up here in Las Vegas. We're right outside of Las Vegas right now, and we're about 4 hours from our objective at this very point where we are going to be in Escondido, California on Friday night doing an event there. And after that, friends, we're going to be shooting right back to Milwaukee, where I'm the main speaker at the Constitutional Party. And yes, believe it or not, folks, we're going to go home for a week after that, and then we're going to head right back out to that of Michigan, where I believe we got 5 or 6 events set up at this point right now. I'm saying all that to say this. This is love, friends. This is the love that the world's dying to see, because we're bringing answers to the people. We're showing them that they're the responsible party. We're showing those that profess to be Christians that they're called to bring the answers to the world, Isaiah 58, verse 12. And that's the only way that we can convey that message. There's no better way than to convey that message by actually exhibiting who you are and being led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8, 14. So we are doing that. When King David said, Lord, give unto me the heathen as thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth as thine, that's exactly what he's been giving us. And those that want to make excuses as to why they leave that undone, first of all, you're not born of the Spirit of God. If you have no desire for others to be saved, you can rest assured you yourself are not saved. But Jesus said, pray not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. Folks, the world's dying to see the answers that Christ brings through you, my friends. And I want to tell you what, that's what moves me in so many different ways. So if you want to book us, right now is the time to book us. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to check us out online, I missed this the other day because we were so busy, caught up doing what we were doing. But please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. And when you go over to that page, for those that are on social media platforms, go ahead and click on the social media platforms such as Rumble, Sons of Liberty Radio Live, and you will subscribe there, and you will always get our live feed from that page, Sons of Liberty Radio Live on our Rumble page. Also consider the fact that there's 10 to 15 articles on that page combating the lies in the mainstream media every single day, as well on the right side, our social media platforms. Also go over to that of Before It's News, friends, my friend Michael over there, Michael Roach, who requested us to be on the front page of their paper because they listened to us out of one of our affiliates in Arkansas there. And I want to tell you something. Michael is a great guy, and Mike, I hope you're listening today because it's guys like you that help us get the job done on so many fronts. So we high-five you over there at Before It's News as well. If you want to check us out on that social media platform, please do. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to call in at any time, please do. We'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, concerning my first segment topic, I have someone calling in from Minnesota right now, and I'm just kind of curious to know as to what they have to say concerning my comments that I made during the first segment. So let's go ahead and welcome Steve from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, it's kind of like if somebody broke into your house and they've lived there for a year and they trashed the place and ate all your food and hawked all your stuff. And now after a year of the cops leaving them there, even though you called them, I suppose we'd be happy if they'd finally go. But I have a feeling that they'd be heading to the next house to trash those people's place. So Walls, finally, after an entire year, is not going to break the law anymore. But, you know, I only can imagine what he'll do this fall.
Oh, that's right. And that's right, because he's going to be given the opportunity, unless the people in the state of Minnesota rise up. I do have to say this, Steve. I don't put my trust in the arm of the flesh, especially over the last 14, 15 months in this country. I have lost all faith in man, if I had any left. But I do have to say that we have some good folks in the state of Minnesota. I know that this is happening all over the country, where the people that have been in the shadows have had enough, and they're beginning to rise up, and they are beginning to do what others have failed to do in bringing about the answers, because they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, to the point where they're going to actually stand up and do something about it. So don't lose heart, my friend. The Lord is working, and keep in mind, he doesn't work independent of men. But I will give you the last word, Steve, as to what your assessment is there in the state of Minnesota.
Well, I hope they do. I hope they do learn from this, because I'd hate to see the Republicans give him any power ever again. I think it shows, for example, that the problem was to give them any power. And so they're going to have to realize that
he never had the power, Steve. He never had it.
Right.
They're these executive orders out of thin air. And see, what I'm saying here, and you all the well know this, but to the listener,
yep,
and for those that don't know the difference, they're creating these policies which undermine the Constitution, and they sell them through the state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled mainstream media, and their useful idiots as law, when in fact it has nothing to do with law. As a matter of fact, it's a law that counters the law. It's communism, socialism, totalitarianism, authoritarianism, whatever you want to say. It's just completely straight up illegal in this country as to what's taking place here.
Yeah, and I just didn't like them giving legitimacy to it by voting emergency powers to him that it wasn't legal for him to get.
Yeah, but Steve, you know as well as I do, and again, folks, this applies to all of us throughout the United States, you know as well as I do, those that call themselves the Republicans, those that the mainstream media tries to sell us and the church tries to sell us as being the good guys, put that up against March 8-15 that we were warned to stay away from. You know as well as I do, Steve, that they know no more of the Constitution of the United States than the Chinese do or the Russians do, my friend.
Yeah, they don't. It's so rare to find a Republican that follows the Constitution. I mean, Ron Paul was probably the closest there was. I mean, and then we have a few in the state of Minnesota, but not very many.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your phone call. And by the way, if you want to call in, now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I do want to comment about something that you just shared. Now, Ron Paul was the closest that we had. And you know what? He, in so many different ways, is a very principled man. Ron Paul, not Rand Paul. Rand Paul's another appeaser, just like the rest of the mess that we're putting up with today. But the fact of the matter is he would call himself a libertarian. And it's an oxymoron. It conflicts with the things that he say. Well, what are you talking about? Well, when you hear people talk about how they're libertarians, really what they're doing is they have an anarchist theology and doctrine. And I'm talking about not only be aware of their doctrine, but understand that it's a lawless doctrine. And this is why I'm saying that it's in contrast. It's fighting against itself in so many different ways. When a guy like Ron Paul, who's in fact, by the way, I like a lot of stuff Ron Paul says, but the fact of the matter is he's a libertarian. That means without regard to law is the definition of that very word. And what happens when you raise up people in a lawless state? Well, you're going to reap a whole harvest of a bunch of anarchists. So that's, again, another reason we always got to stick to the apostles and the prophets, friends, because that is the foundation upon Christ Jesus. We're going to take a quick break, broadcasting live out of Las Vegas. We're going to get to the main point right after this, my friend. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the threat of wildfires in the western United States is as severe as it's ever been.
We know this is becoming a regular cycle, and we know it's getting worse.
Biden, not citing any specific facts while speaking with cabinet officials and governors, also said extreme heat and droughts are getting worse while the government is playing catch-up. Pennsylvania's highest court has overturned Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction after finding that an agreement with the previous prosecutor prevented him from being charged. The 83-year-old comedian has served more than 2 years in prison and is expected to be released today. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is praising former President Trump for his border policy. The pair taking part in a border security briefing in the Rio Grande Valley. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Democratic-controlled House approves a measure to remove Confederate statues from the halls of the Capitol. Dan Naraki has more on the story from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
The House has passed a bill to remove the statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed at a 285 to 120 vote and would also replace the bust of Roger B. Taney, the Chief Justice who wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case, with one of Thurgood Marshall. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed this measure last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber.
During debate on the bill, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, said, quote, all the statues being removed by this bill are statues of Democrats. Maybe it's time the Democrats change the name of their party, close quote. Pending home sales are reaching their highest level for the month of May since 2005. The National Association of Realtors saying they rose 8% last month when compared to April. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in, now is the time. We're going to go to our main topic. Again, we're broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We are on our way to Escondido, California, which right after the show, we are off to California. Up to this point, I believe we have driven about 1,700 miles. Now, I prefer flying, but just to, again, lead the way in following the Christ, we're not going to put up with the Gestapoism that we see coming from this current criminal administration. And I just want to reiterate the point, and I hope this makes national news. Let me say this once again. Joe Biden is nobody's president. He's a plant, just like Kamala Harris. And the fact of the matter is nobody takes them for what the mainstream media is trying to make them out to be. And I want to say this to those that are just getting a kick out of what I'm saying right now, that you also keep in mind, you can go ahead concerning what's going on right now. You can go ahead and laugh at all you want at this administration for their impotency, for their treason, for their crimes against we the people. But the fact of the matter is, they're laughing at you for you tolerating them for who the mainstream media tries to sell them to you as. Okay? So let's think about what we're being told here. Because, again, friends, when I hear the fact that they're trying to sell him as the American president, it's like, you know what? Not here. It's not going to fly. Never has, never will. And I just wanted to clarify that statement again because they can say what they will. Nobody's taking it for that. Nobody takes them serious. But you better take serious, friends, the threat that they may impose on we the people. And that's exactly what's happening even as we speak. So either we deal with the enemies within lawfully or we succumb to them. There is no way around it. You know, I was just reading a commentary, as a matter of fact, by Matthew Henry just a couple days ago. I read the book of Amos when I was in Johnstown, Colorado. And with that said, I was reading about the judgments of God, and Matthew Henry said, you know what? If you escape a judgment of God, You can rest assured if you don't reform yourself through that judgment of God, you can rest assured those judgments will begin to ensue you. And, folks, I'm telling you what, look outside. The judgments of God are raining, and you can laugh all that you want to, but just keep in mind, friends, there was an ark, and judgment to the righteous floats our boat, and don't ever forget it. Let's get over to our main topic here. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, one of the things that I've reiterated here on this show since the beginning of this pandemic is we have torn down the altars that our fathers mean to erect in so many different ways. And I'm talking about corruption again, both in the church, first and foremost, the responsible party, and in government. They are just as responsible in many ways. And during the beginning of this pandemic, we've always told you what we believe the pillar in the jam was going to be, and it's exactly what it is today. And we can see that they're pushing harder and harder and harder to take it even further than where things are at right now. Just ask Ron DeSantis in Florida there, friends. The media is trying to sell him as a good guy, Mr. Anti-vaccine passport, only to find out when the bill's passed, it does everything, folks, to the extremity concerning the direct, 180 degrees going the other direction as the bill sold to you was and is. In other words, it was opposite as to the way it was sold to you. Once again, just like the Patriot Act, just like the whole COVID relief bill act, friends, they sell it to the people like it's for the people, only to find out it does just the exact opposite. Read Isaiah 5:20. Now, one of the things that I continuously share with you, friends, is the fact that they want to embellish their numbers. They want to blow their numbers up like everybody's getting the vaccination. Or what they want to do is try to sell you the fact that everybody wants to get the vaccination, right? And they're trying to ostracize you. They're trying to browbeat you because they want to isolate you into believing that you're the only one that's refusing to get vaccinated. I'm going to give you a whole lot of hope today just to show you again how we're being led by the Holy Ghost in these particular issues. I've shared with you over and over and over again, friends, that they've lost their narrative long ago, okay? So just yesterday, it was reported, friends, by that of Natural Blaze, grassroots outlets, these media resource outlets that are telling you, again, what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know concerning the truth of the issue, but they just reported that many Marines and police and members of the NFL and nurses are refusing COVID shots. It's an experimental injection is what it is. Remember Tenpenny when she was on the radio with us and I said vaccine? She said, Bradley, it's not a vaccine. And by the way, for those that are for vaccinations, look up Leviticus 17:11 and Leviticus 19:19, which is in contrast to your unbelief, by the way. But with that said, friends, look at this. You're looking at it right now. Many Marines, police, NFL, nurses refuse COVID shots. If you're not on a social media platform right now and you're listening to us through one of the 153 affiliates throughout the United States of America, listen carefully. Why are people refusing the vaccine? See, this is the truth of the matter. See what I'm saying? How the mainstream media wants to deceive the people into believing that everybody's going along with it, when I continuously bring forth evidence, friends, to confirm just the exact opposite, they're not going along with it. This outlet reported, why are millions refusing coronavirus vaccine in Europe and in China? Folks, why are they refusing it? And furthermore, let me go back to the point that if everybody, the way the mainstream media is wanting you to believe that everybody's getting the vaccination, then let me ask you the question, and I'm going to get to this in a moment as well. Why are people getting fired for refusing the vaccination? See, they do this in their confusion, and then guys like me see their mess, and then we take it and we put it on the table for you to decide in showing you their confusion, which is all by design, Daniel 9:7, and this is why. Friends, if everybody was going along and they were looking forward to getting the vaccination the way the mainstream media wanted you to believe that they were, then why are people getting fired from their jobs for refusing to take the vaccination? You got to think things through. But let me go back to this. They're refusing the vaccinations now, friends, as they call them, the experimental injections, not just in Europe and China, but now America's finally catching on. Okay? They reported that thousands of U.S. service members are refusing or putting off getting the COVID-19 vaccine. This is what they reported. It's being reported that thousands of healthcare workers all over the world now are refusing the Oxford AstraZeneca shot because of concerns over side effects and its efficacy. It reports that people in China and India also have concerns about the injection. Friends, let's take it a step further. More than half of the fire department in New York, it's being reported. And by the way, don't take these statistics as the gospel, because I can guarantee you, friends, that the numbers that you're hearing now concerning those that are refusing the vaccinations, that they call vaccinations, are much higher than what you're being told. If it wasn't true, then why is it that they're starting to use forced compliance to drive people that refuse to take the vaccinations to succumb to their methods? Why are they trying to use administrative law, the health departments in particular states, giving them power that's never been delegated to them by we the people, unconstitutional, illegal? If it was true, why is it that they have to lie to you? Why is it that the big tech companies have to censor you? Because it's all lies, and by the way, they know it, and so do you. Let me go on. It's being said that the fire department in New York, over 2,000 just in the New York fire department, found that over 55% of them said that they will not get the vaccination. They will not take the experimental injection. Now, let me just throw this back at you again, because it's a law unto itself. Did you hear that from the mainstream media, or do they keep putting up through their resources in an attempt to continuously desensitize you in hopes that you'll believe their lies? Have they not over and over reiterated the point through their propaganda on TV? Oh, everybody's getting the shot, and if you don't, what do? They attempt to ostracize you. That's what the whole mask was. That's what it was all about. Who's going to submit to us and who's not? And to those that don't and to those that do, let's go to the business owners and let's have them begin to divide by refusing people that don't go along with it, when the government never had the authority to do so in the first place. Did you hear that in the media, mainstream media? Absolutely not. Okay? Did you know that it's been said out of a survey that there's been over 48,000 Marines alone that were surveyed. 48,000 Marines have said absolutely not to the COVID experimental injection. Did you hear that through the mainstream media? No. Matter of fact, it was reported members of the Marine Expeditionary Force based in North Carolina have been about twice as likely to decline the vaccine compared to personnel on the West Coast or in Japan. And by the way, notice how they're forcing it on anybody and everybody. They started with the old, then they went right to the 12 and younger kids, right? This is a genocide, folks, is what it is. I'm about ready to prove that again. There's over 400 side effects, adverse side effects to these experimental vaccinations. And if you think for one moment any of these leaders on a global basis have taken the experimental injection, you have got to be seriously out of your mind. I'm going to take a quick break, friends, because I am just hitting the tip of this iceberg. Let me go over to the NFL players next, and let me show you some of the things that are taking place across the country, again, while the mainstream media means to censor the content. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Extended the Sons of Liberty broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We're heading up into that of Escondido, California. We're doing a private meeting there. I don't know exactly what that means, but that's just what I was told. And, well, we just go as we see the opportunity. So with that said, put that up against Luke 19:10, and you will understand. We're talking right now about naturalblaze.com reported that, folks, there's a whole lot of people that are declining the vaccinations, as they call them. Yet the mainstream media is telling you just the exact opposite. But the truth of the matter is action speaks a lot louder than words, and you're seeing forced compliance through unconstitutional emergency executive orders, as they call them. See, they're forcing you into compliance, which is completely illegal, which makes them criminal. I'm highlighting the fact that many Marines, police, NFL, nurses are refusing the COVID shot. And I got to interject this into this thought, even now, if everybody was so giddy about getting this experimental injection, then why are people getting fired for refusing it? I'm just giving you more information the mainstream media wants to withhold from you. I just highlighted the fact that we found out at one base, 48,000 Marines have said no to the experimental vaccination. Did you hear that from the mainstream media? No. And by the way, keep in mind, they're trying to weaken our military. Now, if I have to explain to you why it is they want to weaken your military, we got to spend a lot more time than just a couple minutes together. I can tell you that right now. But they are zeroing in on your men in the military. This is, by the way, also why they're adding or trying to insert transgenders and sodomites into the military as well, because they want to weaken you, okay? But let's go over to the NFL players. Why is it that the NFL is kicking back? And it's also interesting to know that the commissioner from the NFL is trying to force players into getting vaccinated. And guess what happens if they don't get that experimental COVID-19 vaccine, as they call it? They ostracize them. Folks, what is it, can I ask, that we don't understand from history here? Because I've seen this from every dictator of the past. You are dealing with some powers that need to be lawfully dealt with. That's all I can tell you. If you want to go ahead and just laugh it off, keep in mind, they're going to be at your front door soon enough. Amos 6:3, okay? The NFL, 32 teams, have done their best to educate players about the benefits of the COVID-19 vaccine, it's being reported. The league isn't requiring, notice the wordplay, semantics, requiring vaccines for players, but is encouraging them by relaxing its COVID-19 protocols for players who are vaccinated and or for teams with 85% of all players vaccinated. Okay? The fact is that most teams are struggling to get that percentage rate. Of course they are. I'm just getting this thought even now, and I want to make sure that I get everything that needs to be brought into this equation concerning the topic today. Because we are seeing, in fact, from that of the NFL today, that they are trying to, again, the commissioner is trying to now force the hand of the players that are refusing to get the experimental injections. He's attempting to push them into compliance. And what's happening, friends, is some of these guys are standing up and saying, if I have to retire because I'm not going to take your experimental injections, I'll retire early. Did you hear what they said? I just wanted to make sure you all heard that. We have some courage coming from some of these men where they're saying, listen, if we have to retire early, we'll retire early. Now, this is what I want you to see if you're on a social media platform really quick. Look at this. The NFL is making it a living hell on those that refuse refuse vaccination. The headline goes as follows. The NFL is making life a living hell on unvaccinated players. Well, let me ask you the question. Isn't the government doing the same thing? Isn't that where it's coming from? I mean, we can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree. And isn't it interesting that we see all these big leagues like the NFL and the NBA? They're all in cahoots with corruption, friends. So are the corporations. Hey, you know, it's interesting, all the way out to where I'm at right now in Las Vegas, we're right outside the outskirts of the Strip. All the way out here, friends, the same restaurants, the same stores, the same corporations, all throughout the United States of America. What happened to the little guy? He's been squashed. Because the little guy doesn't understand that the big guy gets big by the things that he's doing. Now, is that in every given scenario? Absolutely not. But when I keep seeing the same businesses over and over and over again begin to push the same agenda on cue as to when the government does it, and then all of a sudden they do it, like Target, like Macy's, like Burger King, like other corporations, like Kellogg. Well, just for example, the gay agenda. The federal government pushes an agenda, and then all of a sudden the corporations go right along with it. Same thing with the NFL. Same thing with the NBA. Doesn't that concern you, friends? Doesn't that alliance concern you? Because they're working hand in glove. They're the ones pushing. They don't realize. They're too ignorant and blind to understand, as they dare the justice of God, that he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. They're destroying themselves. They're just too ignorant to come to the realization that that's the fact. So, friends, I've highlighted the fact that the Marines are refusing, the police are refusing, the NFL are refusing, and so are the nurses. Okay? Now, I just want to bring you to another point really quick while we have the time to do so, but I want you to see this one as well. Because nurses are protesting Methodist Hospital after over 150 people are losing their jobs for refusing to take the experimental jabs. wait a second again. I know I'm saying this over and over and over again, but people need to be told things over and over and over again, combating what the mainstream media continuously inundates you with over and over and over and over again. If everybody's so excited about getting the experimental job, then why are people, or jab, then why are people getting fired? Because they're refusing to take it. Listen, let me say this to the men. You see all these women standing up on social media platforms that are protesting. And by the way, this, you're going to see major lawsuits coming. And you can see that the medical industry and the CDC and the WHO and Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, the little henchmen in this current administration, and the corrupt governors have fortified themselves against you, America. And that falls in line with perfect judgment. Leviticus 26, verse 16 and 17. Start in verse 15, though. If everybody's going along with it, then why are they refusing it? Let me tell you why they're refusing it. They're refusing it, friends, because people are dying from these said experimental injections. We have a 39-year-old model, a Malaysian Olympic archer, who just died recently after taking that of the alleged vaccine that were educated concerning the good of the vaccine for their health, that are no longer here with us any longer. Here, let me just give you one of them. British fashion and model Stephanie Dubias died from a blood clot days after receiving the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccination. Again, friends, I'm asking you, did you hear about that? Nope. Dubias, 39, suffered a serious thrombotic episode after receiving her first dose of the vaccine on May 6th. Oh, by the way, let me just interject this thought as well. Did you hear about the politician whose mother died from the COVID experimental injection? He identified the witness of his mother dying after taking the experimental jab as someone being strangled to death. I'm not kidding you. Someone being strangled to death after receiving the shot. Here, I want to show you this as well. Going back to the fashion model now, she suffered a brain hemorrhage and was in a coma before she passed away. Did you hear about this in the mainstream media? And these are some pretty popular people. After she got her shot, her experimental injection, Dubias wrote, woke up feeling fine, and then within an hour I had full body shakes, all my joints seized, and I was struggling to breathe, and was cold to the bone with a persistent headache and dizziness. She fell into a coma and was not expected to come out of it, and she died shortly thereafter. Did you hear about that? But these were people that were educated concerning COVID-19 vaccine as to how good it is for them and their health. Do you see the criminal element in what's taking place on a global basis? I hope you do, friends. We love you enough to tell you what others are unwilling to tell you, and that's what the Lord has put us here for, is to bear witness to that truth. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Blue Star medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.